This is Colonial Project Ares, Episode 1, We Have Liftoff. My name is Iago Marson. I was a scientist and part of Colonial Project Ares, a government program under NASA working on terraforming Mars for human habitation. We succeeded in 2029 in treating the atmosphere and terrain for human use. By 2035, the first ships arrived and the pioneer city, New Washington, broke ground. Today, June 10th, 2040, is the day that I joined them. Preparing for launch. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
Oh my gosh, Dad, stop the van.
What's wrong?
I left my phone in the bathroom. What if Zeus texts me? I'll have nothing to do in hyperspace.
Did I forget to mention my family is coming too? Yeah, that's my teenage daughter, Cressida. In case you're wondering, yes, teenage girls are still exactly like they were 30 years ago, full of hormones, attitude, and glitter.
Thank you so much. I'm coming, Zeus.
And I'll have you know that this piece of mechanical genius is the Space MV-9000, the finest rocket van in existence.
She can't hear you, honey. And it's the only rocket van in existence.
And that's my wife, Morari. I'll never forget the first time my retinas received light reflected off her. She was standing in front of my research facility, holding a picket sign and yelling, "Gene splicing sucks! Stop, hamster ducks!" As silly as it was, it really brought out the color in her eyes. Oddly enough, though, I was combining the genes of a puppy and a kitten to create the ultimate form of cuteness at the time. As a pickup line, I thought I would tell her that and then tell her that she would be the only thing cuter. I got an uppercut to the mandible for that one. Anyways, a year later, we got trapped in an on-campus transport tube, and now we're going places. Classic love story.
It took me 5 years to build this beauty. She needs to be respected.
Of course, dear. Do you need anything while we're grounded, Tim?
No thanks, Mommy. I've got Dorn to keep me company.
And that's our 7-year-old Tim. Cutest little fluff ball. One day last year, he came inside with a basset hound in his arms. It had been run over by a beamer, basically a motorcycle that uses laser beams. Thankfully, I had enough spare parts lying around to repair all the damages. And that's how Dorg became a part of our family. Tim thinks that he trained Dorg to roll over, play fetch, and completely decimate with lasers, but I'm a programming prodigal.
Got it.
Super. All right, time for the checklist. Fuel, check. Mirrors, check. Snacks, check.
You don't need to check everything again.
Fine. Preparing for launch. 5, 4,
babe.
3, 2, 1. Who's ready for space?
Dad.
Yes, Timmy, my boy?
I have to pee.
This episode of Colonial Project Ares was written and produced by David Kelso. Iago was voiced by David Kaslow. Morari was voiced by Yosi Mi Chalkboard. Cressida was voiced by Ishli Chiapetta Dog. Tim was voiced by Lugan Roosh.